And here come the sirens. Wow. All right, there we go. Geek Radio Daily for Monday, March 17th, 2008. All the geek without the weight on this St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day to you, that'll be
brother. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it on this fine holiday we're getting together that there super producer and co-host Billy O'Flynn.
Not afraid of the sun anymore.
No way.
Well, that's good.
Take all kinds of vitamins for you.
I'm happy to hear that. Me, a little bit of Irish. Not a whole lot, but there's a little bit back there somewhere. So I will call myself the O'Vicar.
Wow.
I have no idea what that is.
What kind of school did you
I don't know what that's
that?
From. That's
40-year-old virgin.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yes, you
All
have.
Right, what the hell. Here we go back from the weekend, kiddies. Thank you so much for joining us. We always like that. Otherwise, we're just in a little padded room talking to ourselves.
And,
well, nobody likes that.
No.
So, we're going to talk about our weekend. We're going to talk about StellarCon. Of course, being Monday, we will in the second segment also talk about box office results. However, we're going to start with television.
Si.
All right, here we go. This is what's on the tube tonight. The new season of Dancing with the Stars begins tonight on ABC. I'm so happy.
Yay.
I'm turgid.
Wow.
No, it's true.
I don't want to see that, sir.
Well, you have no choice because you know I'm not going there.
No,
all right,
no.
Dancing with the Stars tonight. Oh, looky there. Adam Carolla is
yes.
on. Also, magician Penn Jillette. Pro ball player Jason Taylor, tennis champ Monica Seles, Olympic skater Christy Yamaguchi,
right?
R&B singer Mario.
Mario. Maybe Luigi will be sitting on the outside,
driving his car in. How come I sound like the Count when I do that? Marley Matlin will be performing.
Sorry, Mario,
be dancing,
but
as
your
well.
Dance partner is in another castle.
Oh, dag. And starring the Goot.
Oh, really?
The Goot is Dancing with the Stars this year. I think that's
yes.
awesome.
Tonight on USA on WWE Monday Night Raw. What's next for the WrestleMania matchup between The Big Show and Floyd Mayweather?
Oh, me. I'm going to guess oiling up and then rolling around with men.
I'm going to guess they actually have the match.
In spandex.
That's
you think it's going to happen?
Yeah, I just think
it could
that's
be.
What it's going to be.
I'm looking for it.
All right.
After Dancing, we meet ABC's new Bachelor on The Bachelor, London Calling.
It's London Calling.
He's Matt Grant. So he's a Brit named Grant. Apparently he's calling Divine Brown.
Okay.
Hello, Divine. Hello.
It certainly is. Fox has a new Canterbury's Law, followed by a new episode of New Amsterdam.
Haven't
which,
watched either yet.
In which there tonight on New Amsterdam, there was the brutal rape and murder of a nun. Bring Grandma.
Enjoy that one.
Fantastic.
CBS sitcoms tonight are back. They're back, Billy.
Ah.
Fresh episodes, Big Bang Theory,
okay.
which is good stuff. A St. Patrick's Day episode of How I Met Your Mother.
Right.
And, you know, I like the new adventures of old Christine.
That's true.
Featuring tonight a guest appearance by Dave Foley.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, well, that's always
yes, sir.
Good.
It's
tonight
true.
On the Disney Channel, an always lucky teen learns that
Look.
He is part leprechaun.
Oh,
that's right. Ryan Merriman stars in The Luck of the Irish.
The Luck of the Irish.
Yeah.
Who is a comedian said that the Lucky Charms guy ought to carry, if he can make anything,
yeah.
he should make a machine gun?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Because he's always making stupid stuff. Oh, I'll make a goat to ride away on and wonders why it doesn't work. Make a machine gun. Frosted Lucky Charms. I'll blow your ass to pieces.
That would
kind
work.
Of thing. Well, over on Sci-Fi Channel, you got Leprechaun 3.
Ah!
He's back and he's in 3D.
Oh,
I don't
goodness
know if he is, but that'd be great.
Okay, that would be fantastic. History Channel tonight, keeping with its modern marvels, taking a look at whiskey.
I agree with that.
There you go.
It's a modern marvel.
It is fantastic.
I agree.
Stuff.
Witness is on AMC, wherein from 1985 you can see Harrison Ford and Kelly McGillis. Looking plain.
Yes.
Looking plain.
Well, not in that one scene.
Well, the one scene you're not going to see on AMC.
You know, you've got
the only reason
there,
to watch.
But tonight, if anything I'm going to watch, is probably going to be on that there a Lifetime Television
for Women.
Because tonight a woman's lover has ties to organized crime.
No.
That's right. Alyssa Milano and Jason Gedrick star in Wise Gal.
Ooh, I wonder if we'll see any good bits there.
That's Lifetime.
Ooh, definitely
see?
Not. Yeah.
See?
No. Definitely no. not. All right. Well, there you go. That's what's on the tube tonight,
see?
Kiddies. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, boy.
I'm not. I don't care that much. All right. Little bit of action from the mailbag.
You've got mail. It's not spam.
All right, let's see. This is from Chris. I actually listened to GRD Weekly number 3 last night with the Bruce, and I seem to remember that afternoon a bit differently. She's referring, by the way, to my
boffing
accident. Yes, she says, I missed the gushing blood, gaping hole, fetal position, boffing match completely. It looked more like you had just had the little twittering birds orbiting your skull. Sorry you're hurt. It's actually been fun telling my friends about the goofy geeks beating each other in my backyard. You're welcome to entertain me any day. Hugs and kisses, Chris, parenthesis, the wife.
Right.
That would be the Bruce's wife. That's her
yes.
name. She's going to be the wife,
the
capitalized,
wife. Okay.
I suppose. So,
well, the Bruceette just sounds wrong.
I know. All right. Hey, Billy Flynn and Vicar.
Yo.
Just looking at your picks from StellarCon. Any chance you can hook up a schlub like me with one of them GRD shirts? They are schmoove.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah,
so, I don't
that?
Know. I guess we could think about a cafe press store.
We could set something
we
up like
We just made
that.
Little goofy ones with crayons for
just
ourselves.
For us.
kids with markers and stuff drew on the nipples.
I was lucky to
Schumacher
stay inside
style.
The line.
I know, me too. But I don't know. We'll let you know if we decide to. And hey, guys, I would never yell at you. Well, all right, about this.
Uh-oh.
My first thought was, that's a good question. After a little research, Ed Norton... Norton! Has been nominated for
two
Oscars.
Come on down here!
This is from our last week discussion of Edward Norton. He's been nominated for two Oscars, supporting actor in Cape Fear and actor in American History X.
Supporting actor for Cape Fear?
Yes, it's Cape Fear.
I don't remember Ed Norton in that movie at all.
Primal Fear.
Primal Fear, maybe.
As for the Dentmobile, I'm psyched to check it out when it comes to our neck of the woods on the 22nd. I'm hoping it's something cool on the level of the Joker stuff that was pulled at Comic-Con.
It better be.
And that's from Dave. So, and he's in, like, Denver?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
All right. Are we getting the Dentmobile anywhere near beautiful, historic Richmond, Virginia, sir?
D.C.
D.C. Well, that's close enough.
It is pretty
close.
We'll take it. You can take
close
a day
trip. Hey, they shelled it. Jubal Early went up there and managed to shell the hell out of it, so it's not that far. Not that far. StellarCon, I guess we'll talk, given that we're at 6 minutes now, I suppose.
We can do a very quick wrap-up.
We were at StellarCon in High Point, North Carolina over the weekend. Played some Munchkin. If you want details, though, you
can listen. GRD Weekly number 3, the StellarCon episode is available and up there at geekradiodaily.com,
now,
by all means.
If, by the way, you listen on Vocalo or you listen up in Chicago on 89.5 and you're like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
Weekly show? Yeah, well, we don't upload that.
Because it's like 50 minutes.
You have to be on the feed. You have to subscribe to the feed. iTunes or your favorite podcast. Catch or whatnot. So a good time was had by all, and my boffing injury going away. Now it's just stiff. It's not as sore, just stiff.
That means it's going to rain.
That means, that's true. It's going to be my rheumatoid arthritis. Did ever tell you about the time I was boffing, boy?
Give me my liver pills and let's watch Matlock.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Wait,
no.
I was
I'm
in the
sorry.
Military.
We're going in the wrong direction
that's
with that.
That's all right.
We
that's
usually
right.
do. So anything else to add about Stellar? The Flintstress was there.
Yes, she
and,
had a great time.
I didn't get to it, but we do have mail from the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com that says the Flintstress has a hot and sexy voice.
Yes, she does,
which
sir.
She does.
Uh-huh.
So there we go.
Yes,
she needs to be
had
on
a good
more.
Time. We had a good time. So,
all right.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about box office results and got news coming up on Geek Radio Daily.
Okay, guys. A lot has happened at the Wandering Geek podcast the past few months, and we need a short promo to let everyone know about the new web address.
You mean www.wanderinggeek.info?
Yeah, but the old web address still works if they have it bookmarked. The game review shows are new.
Tell them about the music shows.
You'll have to make it clear that you still talk about new and interesting ways that travelers can get their geek on.
And don't forget the interviews with the people that make it happen.
Right. And we still do the news segments.
DVDs, MMOs, and the Geek Buzz.
Show news. And listener feedback, too.
There's even life on the road and skid marks.
Well, that should do it.
Don't forget to tell them they can find it on iTunes.
Just search for Wandering Geek.
So for new, interesting, and convenient ways to get your geek on, listen to
The Wandering Geek Podcast
at wanderinggeek.info.
A member of Goblin, the gaming broadcast network.
Great job, guys.
You know you're here alone, right?
Yes. We're just the voices in your head. We're not actually here.
Oh. I hope the microphones picked you guys up at least. That was way too much to say by myself.
If you're not ready to give up on mullets and Madonna, log on to Stuck in the 80s. Just one of the many blogs you'll find at TampaBay.com, the website of the St. Petersburg Times. Relive the music, movies, and culture of the greatest decade ever. Only at TampaBay.com.
All right, boys and girls, Geek Radio Daily for Monday, March 17th, 2008. All the geek without the weight. Billy Flynn and the Vicar back at ya.
Yes.
Coming at ya.
And we decided to stay sober for this show. And
we did.
Since it is St. Patrick's Day, we'll wait till later to make things like that.
You know,
happen.
I think the weekly show that we taped this weekend probably came across as though there was alcohol consumption. I haven't listened to it yet.
And there was only, I only had one beer.
And there wasn't. I had none. So
oh, wow.
It just sounds drunken. It actually wasn't, which tells you a lot.
Yes.
All right, it's Monday. Let's talk about box office. There it is. All right. You always like starting with the top five.
I do. Because number five, Vantage Point, still holding in there. It's dropped a bit, but it made about $5.5 million. That means over 4 weeks. It's made $59 million. Not a great big huge hit, but it's going to do fine on DVD. College Road Trip coming in at four.
Really?
Only making $7.8 this week, which means it's a $24 million over 2 weeks. So, you know, it lost about $10 million.
But look at that. It's also down 42% from opening weekend, which tells you, kids, that word of mouth kills.
Well, apparently all these guys are like, hey, let's go see the movie about College Road. That's not what my college road trip was like.
Dude, it's rated G.
Exactly.
I didn't know that until listening to Screen Geeks. They were talking about it last week. It's a rated G.
It's
Martin Lawrence movie?
Martin Lawrence movie.
Really?
Yeah. Never Back Down, number three. This is the Fight Club meets Karate Kid meets Fast and the Furious, only making $8.6 million. Following that, number two was last week's number one, 10,000 BC, dropping 54.2%, making $16 million for a two-week total of $61 million. So, yeah, it dropped hardcore.
That is crazy.
And opening at number one with decent reviews, some good and some just nice, and somewhat decent, Dr. Seuss's Horton Hears a Who, making $45 million.
I would take the kids to see that.
You know, maybe.
It looks clever enough that a grown-up would chuckle at
Hopefully.
It and the kids would like
Since
it.
Since they decided to go animated, yes, I could give it a chance.
Bank Job is coming in the number six position with about $5 million in.
Right.
Doomsday at number seven. This is
that's the
one week out.
It
debuted this weekend.
It debuted
number seven. So it opened at number
place.
Seven. And it made $4.7 million. Wow.
I've heard that it's a lot better than it looks like,
huh.
and that it's a nice throwback to all of the post-apocalyptic films that we watched
all
in
right.
the '80s.
Down damn near 50%. Semi Pro at number eight. The
wow.
other Boleyn Girl at number nine. Down 28%. Only in week three. Once
mm-hmm.
again, you're getting bad word of mouth with this stuff.
Yes,
and
you
the
are.
Spiderwick Chronicles at number 10, which is going to be a hard sell to begin with in week five. Coming in still at $65.5 million, but I don't
yeah.
know the budget for this thing.
Big. They yeah. might have made it back. They're probably going to break even. It's like, again, it's going to be DVD.
It'll be fine in
really
DVD,
happens.
Right? It'll be
Absolutely.
Fine. All right, how about news?
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Yes, geek news. All of your geeky news here. Just for you. Just for you. No
for
one
me?
Else.
Oh, just me?
Not the guy next to you.
I no. feel so special. Part of that's because your hand's on my knee. But
Well, there's
yeah.
that. George Lucas offered a glimpse into the latest creation in the sci-fi universe that he calls Star Wars. The Star Wars Clone Wars.
I've heard of that.
He debuted it. It's going to be, they're making the TV show out of it.
Right.
He's taking the first few episodes, making a computer animated movie that's going to hit theaters August 15th. But right now, he went ahead and some lucky folks in Vegas got the chance to see. Got to see it with George surrounded by clone troopers.
Oh, look at that.
In
hey, that's
full
pretty
regalia.
Sexy. All right.
So, yeah, hopefully this is going to be something really, really cool. The movie introduces a female Jedi, Ashoski, who is Anakin's young apprentice. It said, quote, "It's like Band of Brothers in space with Jedi." That's
wow.
George Lucas'
I like
quote.
It.
There you go.
Well, GamingReport.com reports that Demonornia Studios, there we go, is announcing they will be shortly entering beta testing for their new product, Battlegrounds Online.
Ooh.
Based on the popular Battlegrounds card game, we look forward to, we're always looking for beta testers, they say, so why not give it a go and
Make
sign
it
up. Battlegrounds fan, there you go. Battlegrounds Online, beta testing
Ooh.
Coming soon.
Paramount Pictures decided they're going to make a great idea. They're going to take and make an animated sci-fi film. It's called Heavy Metal. Based on the magazine.
Well, based on
the
magazine.
Name.
That's a damn fine
that is
idea.
A fine idea.
I love it.
It's not like they've ever made one of those or a sequel or anything.
I love it.
But, yeah, it's going to consist of eight or nine individual animated segments. Each will be directed by a different director. Kevin Eastman from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, who now owns and publishes Heavy Metal, is going to direct one. So will David Fincher, allegedly.
Okay.
So right there, I might want to see it now.
Well, IGN UK reports Universal has signed a three-year deal with Dark Horse Comics.
Ooh.
Giving the studio exclusive rights to all the comic label stories and characters. Previously, they'd been doing the ad hoc thing like Marvel used to do.
Right.
Hellboy and all that kind of foolishness. But projects like AVP went to Fox, 300 was at Warner Brothers, 30 Days of Night went to Sony. Well, from now on, and does that mean if the Conan movie comes through again, what about the Conan property?
Oh. Because
they have that.
It all depends. It all depends on what the writer and the
They also have Red Sonja, so
Ooh,
interesting.
Yeah, someone has to. Hey, all you Xbox 360 owners, make sure today you go online and download, if you play Guitar Hero, that is, make sure you download your free Dropkick Murphys theme pack. You get some Dropkick Murphy songs just in time as a way to say Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's lovely.
Finally, for my GN Uncanny
you.
X-Men,
Always have.
Uncanny is going to do their do more than celebrate its 500th issue this summer. A very new creative team is going to be helming it for some time, though Ed Brubaker's still on board. He's only one of two now. Matt Fraction is joining him. He's Brubaker's writing partner over on Iron Fist, too, so that's where you know him from. The art team, starting with issue 500, also new, alternating arcs and splitting artwork duties. Terry Dodson, I said,
you said
duty,
duties.
And Greg Land, two of the stars, joining Brubaker and Fraction. So there you go. Some okay. exciting stuff for the 500. You
yeah.
know what? You remember what the big deal was in about 1987 with Uncanny X-Men? That was Uncanny number 200.
Yeah.
200 with Magneto on trial.
And
that was my
back.
Style. That
I
was
know,
big
brother.
Back when we was doing this stuff. 500? Eh,
Madlock! Very crazy, very quickly. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia masterminds. Rob McElhenney, Charlie Day, and Gwen Howerton are making a new sci-fi comedy. It's called Boldly Going Nowhere. It's a single camera comedy. And under the deal, they're going to develop the series for the studio, but their services will be in second position to their work for their FX comedy, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So maybe it'll be incredibly funny. It should be. I certainly hope so.
All right. We're hoping so. Cool.
All right.
There you go, kids, for Monday. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Networks. Subscribe through iTunes, because if you just listen through Vocalo or in Chicago on 89.5 FM, you're missing the GRD weekly hour-long show, and that's bad.
Yes.
Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivative works, 3.0 United States license. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com or email at podcast, Billy Flynn, or Vicar at geekradiodaily.com.
Why does everyone always laugh when I say that? They are after me, Lucky Charm. What?